This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Home Improvement Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Association Talk Show Host of the Year Award. Our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Broadcasting live all across this country, this is Home Talk, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. PPG Pittsburgh Paints, a nationally recognized brand name trusted by painting contractors, building owners, architects, designers, and homeowners for over 100 years, proudly presents America's favorite home improvement self-help expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repair, or anything else pertaining to the home. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the 2011 Talk Radio Host of the Year, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Welcome, America, to another hour of the very best in home improvement information and education. That's what we do here each week. And every week, we guide you, we advise you on your home improvement project. And the best way to do it is to give you access to all of the top manufacturers, developers, and entrepreneurs, all the people that make home improvement technology, and give you access to all that brain power. Because let's face it, when it comes to improving your house, when it comes to home improvement projects, you should have that information. Not second-hand information, third-hand information, or even fourth-hand information. You might as well get the information from the companies and the people that actually make the products. And, hey, that's what we do here each week and every week. And our next guest is no stranger to Home Talk. His name is Bob Wilkes. He's with a company called Tremislab. We're going to be talking about expansion joint repairs. He's on the line right now. Hey, Mr. Bob, how you doing, my buddy?
I'm doing well, Michael. How's everything in Slidell?
Everything's getting back to normal. I felt so good the other day. I went out the house and didn't have to wear my mask. So I'm trying to get my life in order and I guess what I'm really excited about, just got back from the International Building Show in Orlando, and it was the first time we've been out the office in 2.5 years, and I got to see, you know, future technology, and it just felt great to be getting out this cage and getting out this cave and dungeon where I can go out and see the future products, just like I found your product a while back. That's going to make our lives good. So thank you for asking. And, hey, I got the National Hardware Show coming up in Vegas, and I think it's in April, so we're ready to go to that. So, but tell us about your product, Mr. Bob.
Well, what we've got is a do-it-yourself driveway and sidewalk expansion joint repair product. And what you may your audience probably knows about is, you know, driveways have these expansion joints in them. Most of the time they're wood. Sometimes they're this fiberboard. And those things rot out, and they collect dirt, and then they start growing weeds and stuff, and sometimes those gaps are just empty, and people can trip over them, or they're washing out the driveway with a pressure washer. They're blowing that dirt out, and that is probably the worst thing that you can do for a driveway is if you wash out those expansion joints, or if the rain is doing it, the weight of your vehicle now can just crack the slab because you've undermined it. It's unsupported. So our product is a DIY replacement for that. Presses into place real easy and seals up those joints.
What problem does it exactly solves, though, Tremislab actually solves, Bob?
Well, a whole bunch. I mean, there are those structural issues that we just talked about. But also, if you are trying to repair these expansion joints, the traditional methods are just labor-intensive, and they require a lot of skill. And so the goal in making Tremislab was to have a solution that you could really just do it yourself. Now, the traditional method used a self-leveling caulk And so first you'd have to put in like a backer rod so that, it, you know, you wouldn't need a ton of it. You just need to do a layer at the top. And then you have to put in this self-leveling caulk. And it has to be the right temperature, and it can't be raining. And if you spill it on the driveway, you're going to have, you know, stains on there because it's hard to clean up. And you got to do it nice and neat. And then you got to keep everybody off of it, you know, the pets and the kids. And if the wind is blowing and it's blowing, you know, leaves and pine needles in there, then that would, you know, that's going to be bad. So all those things are a pain. And with TrimaSlab, it's a rubber-like strip that you are just going to start on one end and push it in pretty much by hand. You can step on it to get it all the way in. And just push it in. When you get to the other side, you just clip it off. It's that simple.
Wow. Now, why do I really need to seal up those expansion joints, though, Bob?
Well, you've got, three main reasons. One is just, you know, growing weeds in your driveway is going to be an eyesore, and the homeowners association may write you nasty letters. not like that. That look. The other is if they're open, then you know they could be trip hazards for you know, kids on scooters or you know people with that need to walk with assistance with canes or even just high heels. And then that last one, the big one is, if the soil beneath the slab is removed for any reason, washed out, or you pressure wash it out, then that slab is unsupported, and the weight of vehicles, and even it's under its own weight, it can just start cracking up, and then your whole driveway is, you know, basically needs to be jackhammered out and re-poured, which is going to be a huge expense.
Now, let's talk about that self-leveling caulk again. I know you mentioned a little bit, and that is the traditional repair, right? And again, why not use that?
Well, it just takes a lot of skill to do it well, and it takes a lot of time. There's going to be a lot more prep. You're going to have to clean the surfaces of those expansion joints, and because you're trying to get a bond. You're going to try to bond this stuff to some old concrete that may have dirt on it, and so you got to prep the concrete to get a good bond. Then you have to prep the gap so that you're not just filling a big trench. You want to limit how much you put in because it's very expensive material. And then you want the finished product to look good, so you're going to have to avoid, you know, be very neat. You're going to have to put little dams on the ends because it's self-leveling. It'll run out the ends, and then you'll have to maybe tape it off all along its length if you want a nice even bead, and then you're going to have to keep, you know, people off of it and all the kids and the pets and the wind-blown debris, and then if it's going to rain, you know, before it's fully cured, then that's an issue too. There's just lots and lots of factors that come into play that most homeowners just don't want to deal with. And if you want to, like, get your weekend back from this type of project, the way to do it would be to use trim slab rather than the caulks, because it'll be done in a fraction of the time. It will save your weekend.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, how do you put it in, though? I mean, is something I can install myself?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the main construction is there's a top, kind of a crown, what we call it, and that's the only part you're going to see once it's installed. And then beneath that, there's rib elements that run along the length. And those,
hey, Bob, hold that thought right there. I apologize. I lost track of time. When we come back, I'll re-ask the question. Because I think this is important to let my audience know that this is a do-it-yourself, that you really can put it in yourself. You don't need to be a professional handyman or a contractor to do it. So that is a good point. Hold on that thought right there. And hold on, and I hope you come right back. I hope you're enjoying our show right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. This is Home Talk USA. I am the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, the originator. Not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay!
original Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Hey, welcome back. to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. This is Home Talk USA. We are streaming live on the World Wide Web. You can also follow us on all Facebook, Twitter. The keyword is what? Home Talk USA. And as always, we do invite our Home Talk USA radio audience to tune into our television show at HomeTalkTV.com. That's HomeTalkTV.com. We're talking to our good friend, Mr. Bob Wilkes. He's with a company called Trimmer Slab. We're talking about how to seal up and those expansion joints, repairing expansion joints. Before the break, though, he was explaining what is Trimmer Slab. But, we got into how you put it in, and this is something you can install yourself. You don't have to be a do-it-yourselfer, and we got caught for time. So, obviously, this is something you can do yourself, right, Bob?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a product that it's easy to figure out how much you need, and you pretty much just press it in place by hand. Now, you may need to step on it. At the absolute worst case, you could use a rubber mallet to get it all the way in. But it's super easy to install. I'd say 90%+ of the time, you can just press it in by hand and then step on it, and you're good to go.
Well, it sounds like it's very flexible, huh? Pretty versatile, flexible?
Yeah, it's a very flexible PVC that has UV inhibitors and plasticizers to make it, the flexible version. It'll have, antifungal and UV resistance. So these PVCs are used more and more in construction. You see them in window frames and fence post covers and gutters. And we use sort of the flexible version of this PVC. And you'll buy it by length. Pretty much you'll figure out how much you can pace off your expansion joints and figure out if you need, 110, 120 feet. And then you buy it by length. And you just, press it in as easy as that.
Now, so again, this is not something you glue down. This is something you just press in and you pretty much forget about it, right?
Correct. Now, if you want to glue it in, you can do that if you want a little extra whatever theft deterrence or if you don't want it to ever move. But one of the neat things about Trimmer Slab is you can pull it out if you want to run, say, an extension cord across your sidewalk. It happens every year to me. You put up your Christmas decorations or your Halloween decorations, and the cord always winds up having to go right across the walkway, and you don't want people even, tripping over that or even seeing it. You can peel up the Trimmer Slab, put it underneath, and then put the Trimmer Slab right back on top.
Well, I'll tell you what I did. I'm a magician. I have a band. I also play music. One of the talents I was blessed with, I was blessed with a beautiful voice. And twice a year, as a matter of fact, Mardi Gras is coming up, and I load up in the front of my driveway my band equipment, and we play music outside, and that's what I do. I lift up my Trimmer Slab. I run my power wires, and then I put the Trimmer Slab over it. That way, when you have a lot of people and a lot of wires and crossing your lawns and everything, it's a very safety issue. So I need to tell you, I run my extension cords from my house, and that's what I do. So I set my band equipment outside on my driveway, and I ain't got to worry about all these wires. I mean, all these electrical wires, So, hey, I'm just giving you a testimony. I do it myself. So I'm glad you brought that point up.
Yeah, sounds like a good time, Matt.
Yeah, it really is. Expensive now, but it is really a good time. But hey, what kind of colors it comes in, though, Bob?
Well, we've got your basic black, and we've got a brown that matches the stained concrete colors, which generally are, brown tones. And then our biggest seller by far is the, a concrete matching gray. And, that has a little bit of brown in it, but it's mostly gray. It looks just like, clean, dry concrete.
What about the size? How do I know what size to use?
Good question. Well, for the most part, you can, there's a couple of ways to do it. You can either measure the gap between the slabs, the parallel distance. That's a, you know, a lot of times the edges are rounded. Don't worry about that. It's the part that's below that. And you pick the closest size to what you measure. So if you're measuring, say, a little over a half an inch, or then you would buy the half inch size. If it's a little under 1 inch, then you buy the 1 inch size. And our general sizes for driveways would usually be half, three quarter, and one. Sometimes it'll be a 2x4, and we do have a 1 3/8 size to accommodate that situation.
Yeah, now let me ask you this. What about, I don't know, how do you know how much I need?
Well, that is one of the benefits of being able to just buy it by length. You know, if you were trying to figure out tubes of goo for your driveway, that's a lot harder because, you know, how many feet are in a tube? It's hard to guess. So with the trim slab, let's say you got wood expansion joints, those 1x4s, which are very common in the whole Southeast. You're going to buy the 3/4 inch size, because those are basically 1x4s. They're about 3/4 inches wide. So now you know you need 3/4. You can just measure off all the different expansion joints in their length, either by just pacing it off or using a tape measure or one of those little wheels on a stick, and that'll tell you the total length of trim slab you need to get. And gray 3/4 would be available in a 50-foot roll, a 25-foot roll, and even a 4-foot stick. So you can put together that combination. If you've got a bunch of sidewalks, the sticks are for sidewalks, because those are already 4 feet wide. So there you don't need to measure anything. You just need to count how many gaps you have, and you buy that many sticks. That was your
father. Bob, we're out of time right now. I want to thank you for being our guest. Give us that website. How can we learn more about Trim Slab?
Yeah, the best place to go is trim-a-slab.com.
Say it one more time.
trim-a-slab.com.
All right. Thank you, my buddy. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome, Michael. Anytime.
Bye-bye. All right, that was Mr. Bob Wilts with Trim Slab right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. I'm streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. Thank you so much, my friend.
You're welcome, Michael.
All right. We're going to be back with another guest on that topic right here on HometalkUSA.com. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The bloodshed continues in Ukraine as Russian forces slowly advance. President Vladimir Putin is asking the Ukrainian military to overthrow its government and telling Russian citizens that they are rescuing Ukrainians in danger. Social media in Russia has been slowed or stopped in order to aid the misinformation. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said, "This might be the last time you see me alive." Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov would not comment when asked if they are targeting Zelensky. The Ukrainian ambassador to the U.S. from Russia has confirmed they've destroyed a major dam, creating massive flood risk for thousands of people. Many countries are also deciding whether to remove Russia from SWIFT, which would sever many banking institutions there. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. Have an exhaust fan losing quite a bit of heat? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework and you won't become a victim.
It's a good idea to use the fan to exhaust house air that might be stale or full of excess water vapor. If you ventilate more often, you can use styrofoam as sort of a door, not fiberglass. It will be easier to put up and take down as you ventilate. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HometalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. All right, my next guest is no stranger to Home Talk. His name is Bob Wilkes. He's with a company called Trim a Slab. They're one of the leaders in expansion joint repairs, and we're going to be talking about how to repair those expansion joints. What is a expansion joint? How they really deteriorate, and what you can do to correct it. Maybe we might even talk about some past ways to correct it and to fix it, and how this product really has changed and innovated this project, this type of repair, your home repair for driveways and sidewalks. And I understand Bob's on the line right now. How you doing, my buddy?
I'm doing real well, Michael. How about yourself?
Rain, go away, come back another day. Rain every day.
It finally stopped here. You'll probably get this nice weather tomorrow.
And, you know, we have a lot of affiliates on the West Coast, and my hearts bleed for them. The drought and the heat that they're going through right now is unreal. And here in South Louisiana, we have subtropical weather. It rains every day, kind of like Seattle, Washington up there. You know, rain every day. And here you got all these communities that they really need water, and they're in our prayers. So if we can kind of ship some of that water to them, man, I'm praying for it, you know. So, Trevor Slab, man, expansion joint repairs. Tell us a little bit about the company. We got some new affiliates coming in, and we have a lot of DIYers out there that might be looking at their driveway and see all that rotten wood between the joints. And tell us a little bit about the company and the product that you developed to correct this problem.
Good topic. The whole Trim-A-Slab concept and the product are all based on a DIY project. I bought a house in South Texas, similar weather to you over in southern Louisiana, and it gets very hot. It gets a bit cold in the winter, and it's very humid most of the time. So wood used as a expansion joint in driveways and sidewalks really has a hard time here with rot and decay. And after about 4 years, my driveway was half the wood was gone, and it was just dirt in there. So I looked around for a product that would be able to. I just wanted to plug something and just press it in and fill that expansion joint, something that would hang on by itself and look nice. And there was nothing. There was just the caulk-based things that I had used in the past, and I knew I didn't want to do that again. So I just started playing around in the garage and found a shape that I liked that would press in by hand, hold itself in, and give a nice look when it was done. I got 800 feet extruded by a local manufacturer, and I just did my driveway and my neighbor on both sides. And then a guy was riding by on a bike and said, "Hey, where can I get some of that?" And I said, "Well, company was born."
I hear these stories all the time. That company's now born. I guess we have a need and a want, and you have to have a need and you have to have a want. And if you don't have a need and a want, you have no product, you have no business, you know. So you have to have a niche, you know.
Yeah, there needs to be demand, and boy, there's a lot of expansion joints out there that look really bad.
I remember when you came, did our television show, and we got some film behind it, and you remember my comment? Well, I don't know if you remember, it was like 3 or 4 years ago, but I remember that comment today when I saw you do it in front of my eyes, and the first thing that came out of my mouth was, "You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me." And how easy it was, and what I had to do to correct it. You know, I had to grind all that deteriorated wood. I had to get some kind of self-leveling caulk. I had to make sure that the weather was perfectly for like 3 days, because this caulk don't like dry. You know, it's very soft and spongy till it dries, and it's messy to deal with. And I said, "Look at this, a piece of material that was actually made to fit the expansion size decrease. You just roll it out, stick it in there, take a scissors, cut it, press it down," and the word was, "You got to be kidding me." Why did I think of this? You know, because the cost factor. You realize how much I have to charge to repair that based on what I just told you. I mean,
even a DIY guy, you know, the cost of materials for the caulk repair is the same as really close to the same as trim slab. And so why would you add in all that labor on top of that? You know, you don't want to be out there on your knees and in your driveway in the hot sun on a weekend. You know, that's your time. So, you know, if you can speed that up and make it look great with hardly any effort,
I
couldn't believe no one had come up with it before I did. It just seemed like an obvious thing.
Well, let's do trim a slab 101. If I'm just tuning into this show, what are expansion joints? I mean, explain where you see them and why, what material is used, and why these expansion joints actually deteriorate as fast as they do. Because you got to remember, my neighborhood, when you came, my neighborhood is only about maybe 12, 14 years old. And you saw my expansion joints, how they were riding out. You saw that. Well, let's talk about all that thought right there. We got to take a short break. There's the music. You're listening to Home Talk USA right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, I am streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. We invite all of you to check out our website. When you're there, check out our partners page. By helping to patronize all our great sponsors, basically it keeps our show on the air, since none of our guests are charged to be on this radio program. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back. Now you hear? Yay!
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Home Improvement Show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Hey, we're talking to our good buddy, Mr. Robert Wilkes, Bob Wilkes, I call him, Mr. Bobby. He's with a company called Trimmer Slab. We're talking about expansion joint repairs. Before the break, though, Bob, we were actually doing Trimmer Slab 101. Actually, we have a new audience coming in. A lot of do-it-yourselfers out there. What are expansion joint repairs? Pairs, what are they? What's the problem? Why do these expansion joints really deteriorate so fast? And what we really need to do is to correct it. What's the problems if we just, you know, let it along and don't worry about it like most people do?
All right. Well, stepping back a minute and why are those things even there is a good starting point. Now, they divide concrete up into sections, and they put in dividers between those sections, and depending on where you are, they use different materials for that. And that's because the concrete, as it cures, it actually is going to shrink just a little bit, and you don't want the slab pulling itself apart. So they always will divide it up. Now, in our part of the country, they'll use essentially like a 1x4, a cedar, a redwood, or maybe even a pressure-treated wood to do that. And other parts of the country, they might use a half-inch fiberboard, which is sort of a asphalt-impregnated fibrous product. But all these materials deteriorate over time. And when those things are gone or severely deteriorated, you'll be growing weeds for sure. It'll look bad. It could be a trip hazard for, scooter wheels or canes or high heels. And worst of all, what most people don't consider is the integrity of the soil under the slab is going to determine the integrity of the slab. Because if there's a section of that's washed out underneath and you can't see it, the weight of your car is just going to start cracking that slab, and it'll break up over time. And then you're going to have to replace big chunks of concrete. So that's why you need to maintain your expansion joints, need to have a good amount of water. You want to keep the dirt in and the water out, basically. And that's what Trim a Slab will do.
And now, how does it come again?
Well, Trim a Slab will come in rolls, generally, shorter lengths. We have sidewalk length pieces that are pre-cut four-footers for just knocking out a sidewalk. Or you can buy longer lengths up to 50 feet long that you can, do for doing whole driveways or pool decks and patios, things like that.
Wow. So you have different colors, right, I assume?
Oh, yeah. We have a concrete matching gray, which is by far our most popular color. We also have a walnut, which goes really good with, like, the stained concretes with the brown tones that sometimes people will do when they redo their driveway. And then we also have a black, which is it actually makes the concrete kind of pop a little bit because it doesn't stand out. It's sort of a background color to your driveway, and it'll always sort of look the same. It never looks dirty or anything. And all these different colors, you can clean them up real easily. Anytime you're pressure washing your driveway or you're cleaning your driveway, the same method. If you're using a pressure washer, don't worry about it. Trim a Slab can handle it, and it cleans up nice, just like the concrete will.
Now, again, you said you have different sizes. Now, walk us through the process. How do I know, again, how much I need, and what size do I need again?
Well, the overall length is going to be easy. You could just, measure it or, pace it off and figure out how many linear feet you need. And then as to the width, each of our sizes really will go through a wide range. So what you would do, you have two or three different ways to figure out that size. You can measure the gap between the slabs. And now I'm not talking about the rounded edge that may be at the top, but those parallel faces that are a little bit farther down. And the closest size to that measurement is what you want to use. So if that measurement is closer to a half an inch, use the half inch size. If that measurement is closer to three quarters, you'll use three quarters. So you can measure it that way. You can also get samples, which we have sample kits, and then you can actually see the colors, see how they'll go with your particular landscaping, and then you can see what the fit is going to be. So that's another way that you can really be sure you got the right size. And then lastly, we have templates that you can download a page on our website. You can cut these out and you can put them inside the gap, and that'll give you an indication of what size you should be using.
Wow. Well, hold on that thought right there, my friend. We got to take another short break. Got to pay some bills. We're talking to Bob Wilkes. He's the owner of Trim a Slab. We're talking about expansion and joint repairs here on Home Talk USA. Again, don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. As always, support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers, and let's pledge to hire a bed today. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land Originator. Not the duplicator, please. Don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. Y'all come back now, you here? Yay! Yeah,
Are you worrying about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Welcome back. This is the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land. This is Home Talk USA, streaming live here on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. And we also invite you to check out our television show at HometalkTV.com. That's HometalkTV.com. We're talking to Bob Wilkes. He's with a company called Trimble Slab, one of the leaders in expansion joint repairs. He's on the line right now. How you doing, my buddy, again? Another fine hour. But Bob, a lot's going on. We're bouncing back off of COVID. How's your business been? I mean, you're pretty much back at full strength.
Oh, business has just been fantastic. Last year, you know, everybody stayed home and seemed to be doing home repair projects. So we were swamped all last year. We were able to grow, hire some more people. Feel really good about that, and we're ready to, you know. expand again and get Trim the Slab out there to more people just to make their lives easier.
Well, next time you come on, I don't know when you schedule again because I get you on from time to time. I want to talk to a lot of the contractors out there because what I realize is that, you know, we're the do-it-yourselfers, the homeowners that's got these expansion joint problems, you have the solution, no doubt about that. But what if I'm sitting home right now and I decide I'm not going to go back to the hustle and bustle of my job and maybe I'm looking for something I can do, like a little side job or start a little small business? Man, this would be a perfect little niche that nobody else is doing. You can actually open up a small business doing this, right?
Oh, yeah, certainly. We do have a number of installers around, mostly around Texas. And there they've built a business on installing Trim the Slab. And, you know, it's a service that lots of people need. And you can show, you know, you can walk people out to their own driveway and say, hey, we can fix this for you. And it looks like it's a lot of work. I mean, taking the wood out sometimes can be, but installing the Trim the Slab is really easy. So, yeah. that's complete.
My buddy, we're out of time, my friend. As always, it just flies by. Give us that website. How can we learn more about Trim the Slab?
You can go to www.trim-a-slab.com.
Say it one more time.
Trim-a-slab.com.
Thank you again. Thank you again, Robert, for being our guest on Home Talk USA, my buddy. Look forward to talking to you next month.
All right. Always my pleasure, Michael. Always my
pleasure.
All right.
That was Bob Wilkes. Trim a Slab, and about does it for another hour in the can right here at Home Talk USA. I want to thank all our affiliates that that have listened. Some are going to be leaving. Some are going to be coming in. We are streaming live on the World Wide Web, so if you happen to be leaving your area, no problem. Just go to our website at HomeTalkUSA.com. You can listen to the rest of the show right here on HomeTalkUSA.com. Yay!
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.